We want to turn now to Hong Kong, where there's a standoff between police and hundreds of protesters at Hong Kong Polytechnic University. This is the latest escalation in the anti-government demonstrations that have gripped Hong Kong for nearly 6 months now. NPR's Southeast Asia correspondent Julie McCarthy joins us from Hong Kong. Julie, can you explain what's going on there?
Well, at the moment, first of all, can I just tell you what's going on? In Kowloon, which is the area that's really become inflamed today, it's a battleground this evening. Parts, major roads, Jordan Road, Tsin Sha Tsui, Yamatai, they're laid waste. Fires are igniting. Tear gas canisters are rolling down the pavement. The protesters take up these positions crouching beneath their umbrellas, and they advance as one, and then they move backwards as one. And, you know, behind them, someone's lobbing the gasoline bombs. They are undaunted, Tanya. And if threats about postponing the election, which we heard today, are meant to mean anything, I can tell you they're falling on deaf ears of protesters tonight.
Wow. I mean, you're giving us a vivid look at what's happening in the streets. At the Hong Kong Polytechnic University, I've seen pictures that are really surreal, people climbing and jumping out of windows during that standoff. Police have told protesters that there's only one way in and one way out. Has this turned into a siege?
Well, you know, the power arrayed against the protesters is no match for them. And the standoff was extraordinary to watch. The protesters don't seem to exhibit fear. They managed to organize garrisons where they stockpiled bricks and petrol bombs in sizable numbers. And they were able to hold these places for days. There was an agreement not to storm the place, but that fell apart, and the police attempted to. They were turned back by protesters who set fires to the, you know, barricaded entrances. So there's this steely determination, and you saw it tonight. Again, you saw it on the streets. People were being arrested, but they were certainly out in numbers that had riot police just in large phalanxes across the streets in major parts of Kowloon.
Is it really safe to say that police don't really have a strategy, or do they?
I think the idea here is to up the aggression. You know, it's a clear indication that Beijing wants this shut down, but locally, if possible. And that means more robust policing. So there's training that's sharpening this entire enterprise. And that's part of what you're seeing out there. You're also seeing the police responding to acceleration and the escalation of violence on the part of protesters. It's this retaliatory spiral that's also part of this.
We've really been watching these protests for months now, and it seems that we hit a tipping point, and it seems like it's the worst that it has been, and then something else happens. Is it getting worse, and are people frustrated by the protests, their lives being disrupted?
Well, I don't think there's any question that this past week and this past weekend at Polytechnic University were the worst, most violent episodes in nearly 6 months of them. And you can view that in a couple ways, as I get saying, spiraling retaliation on the one hand, but also, you know, one of desperation. You know, protesters don't believe they're being listened to. They can't bend the government to see their point of view. So you keep yourself upping the ante. And they do that in the hope that they will be listened to. I think you also need to see this in the framework of two very opposite and antithetical viewpoints battling it out. The protesters want more democratic freedoms, less interference from Beijing. The institutions of government here are beholden to the central leadership in Beijing, and they do toe that line.
Yeah, you're in the thick of it. You've been covering this for quite a while. Do you see any way to end these protests peacefully?
Well, you know, there's talk this weekend that emerged. 400 officials and experts from outside came in here and convened about what to do. And what they were being told by outside experts is that you've got to dialogue. And in fact, you had some of them saying, what you really need to do first off is meet the demands. Which include an inquiry into the police and direct elections. You know, but to Western ears, that may make a lot of sense. To ears in Beijing, that involves great concessions. And if Xi Jinping is more concerned about control than amity and in saving Hong Kong, he doesn't grant them those concessions. It's a difficult way for them to think. They lose a lot of face in the middle of all that. So if you want to keep your hands off of Hong Kong means a little less of that rejuvenation of the motherland that Xi Jinping is trumpeting.
NPR Southeast Asia correspondent Julie McCarthy in Hong Kong. Julie, thanks so much.
Thank you.